Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. Hope sure. You understand. Sorry. Thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
Titter. Titter.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight is Kyle, who plays Cam.
We are here in an endless silence.
Craig is always here, and it's like the best. Stephanie, who plays Boone.
Ahoy hoy.
Lauren, who plays Dagna.
What do you call a ship that's available for purchase? On sale!
Oh, God.
I was betrayed by my appreciation of puns. How dare
you? Oh, <funny. laughs>
Matt, who plays Cyrus.
Look into my eye.
And Ben, who plays Callus.
Greetings.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Sean.
Hi.
Howdy.
So last week, you guys did some stuff. Dagna did some stuff. She went and helped some people. And
yeah, she decided
to a temple.
She had to be a hero.
Yeah, because yeah. I do it for free, bitch.
And for the rest of the episode, we were shamed for not being so correctly. And then I'm probably fucked, I think, is where it ended.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
We'll find out.
All right.
It sure felt like I was fucked.
So everybody was asleep, and you heard a set of footsteps coming down the hall. The stone hallway.
I thought I was being tackled or something. I thought I was being awoken by somebody. I didn't know that I heard them.
All you heard was footsteps coming down the hallway and the light of a torch.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good news. So I am going to. How quiet was the door that let me get into where I am right now?
It was pretty quiet. Think of it like a bookshelf. Like it's an escape bookshelf.
I'm going to make my way back inside the house.
Okay.
And which is, of course, funny because now there's a perfectly made bed there. and I'm going to actually try to. Is there what room is the bookshelf in? Is it a library or anything? Is there
No, 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 no. It's in. Okay. It's in your room. It's the furthest back. It's you. It's the one of the deepest rooms in this mansion.
Yep.
It appears that this was the escape out the back way. And basically there's a hearth for a fireplace. There's a few bookshelves, this being one of them.
Hearth for a fireplace. There's no fire lit?
There's no fire lit.
I'm going to crawl up inside the fireplace if I can fit, if it's big enough.
Yeah, you can fit in the fireplace. There doesn't appear to be a flue, though, as though this is only for magical fire.
Perfect. Can I crawl up inside it, though, to the point where I'm holding myself inside of a fireplace?
Yep.
I'm going to fucking reverse Santa this motherfucker. Yep. Up I go.
So you're crawled up, hiding inside of it. And correct. All of a sudden you see the bookcase open. And if you look into the Discord.
There's no way I can see it, but okay.
Okay. If you look right, into the Discord, inside a fire. You see a figure emerge, magically dousing a torch. And it looks around the room. It's hooded in a gray hood. And it appears to be wearing a mask that covers its entire face. It's bent in the middle, and there's two eye holes, and it appears to be battle-worn. This figure is wearing armor, as well as tattered nobility clothing.
Would I recognize the nobility clothing?
You would not.
Okay.
Give me a history check.
Okay.
Or another check that would be applicable.
Arbitrary reference to the fact that shit is not even remotely open. History. I'm bad at that, but let's click it. Boom. 12.
It appears to be just kind of standard garb. for upper echelon people. It's nothing signifying. No colors that call out to you either.
Okay, so it's just one person.
It's just one person.
And
they kind of look around the room. They're greaved and armored feet begin making their way around the room, and they sit on the bed, and they just sit there. What languages do you speak?
I speak, well, let's see, I didn't ever fill that out. So, you know, some.
It begins making hand signals in the room as though speaking some sort of language.
Would I roll like a perception check to like interpret or try to know if I have any idea what I'm looking at? Nope.
Give me okay. I was going to say a straight intelligence check, but yes, it appears that he's trying to convey some sort of message. And he looks around the room and begins making his way around the room. At which point he doesn't see you, but he exits the room into the hallway.
Okay. But, can I have also done a divine sense to know if they are evil? Celestial, fiend, or undead?
None of the above.
Okay. Not that helpful of a spell, realistically. Okay, cool.
Okay, so this thing begins making its way through the mansion, and I think we'll just go at random. Brenna, you hear a light knock at your door.
Brenna's not here.
Oh. I mean, not Brenna, damn it! Dagna, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, so there's light knocking on my door?
Light knocking on your door.
Who is it?
No response.
Okay.
It's like very light knocking.
She's stupidly, with her bagpipe under her arm, gonna go open up the door.
Okay, you open up the door and it gives you a you see this creature that I described, or this person that I described. Hood, dented mask. And it puts a finger up to its where its mouth would be, like in a shushing motion. And then It pulls something out of its pocket, and it opens its hand to you, and it's holding a ring. Give me a history check.
Okay. Natural 20.
This appears to be a signet ring from House Macwell in the city of Gildas. The insignia appears to be slashed down the center.
Hmm.
As though intentionally marred.
I'm just going to hold it confusedly. Just be like, what, who are you?
It makes some hand signals at you.
I'm going to kind of like look down the hall, see if there's anyone else out in the hallway.
You're going to yell down the hall?
No. I'm just poking my head out to see if anyone else is in the hallway.
Everyone else appears to be asleep.
And I'm going to gesture him in. Them okay. in, and I'm going to shut the door if they come in.
He starts to come in, then he stops, and he points at the ring again, and then he makes some hand signals.
I quickly go to my pack, and I pull out a journal and an ink quill, and say, I'm sorry, I can't understand your hand signals.
Okay.
Can you write? He begins
writing, and he puts, I'm looking for Leopold. He is in danger. We must leave now. I have means of travel.
Who's Leopold?
And then he crosses out Leopold and he writes Cam.
How can I trust you?
And he writes, that's up to you to trust me. I have a mission, and whether you're with me or not, I'm going to accomplish it.
Can I do an insight check on him? Or sure. them? 16?
He appears very on the level.
Who are you in relation to Cam?
And he writes, my business is my own.
How long has it been? A couple minutes?
Real time. So?
I'm going to say that I was very impatient, and like now that it's gone, it's starting to freak me out that they're wandering the house. And so I'm going to draw my sword and then slowly start walking down the hallway. Like very slowly. But just...
Okay.
That can be happening in the background. Just...
Yep.
Yep.
So I'm guessing at this point, Dagna, you're just writing... messages back and forth. You're not saying anything.
I'm talking to him, but I'm letting him write.
Okay.
Give me a perception
check then, Cam.
22.
You hear the voice of Dagna down the hall, talking to herself in her room. What are you gonna do? What are you saying, Dagna?
How is he in danger? Who's after him?
And he writes, House Mackwell and all of Gildas.
Oh boy. How does he know that, or how do they know that he's here?
Rumors. They've been trailing him for a while.
Dagna's still very super duper confused. It's still trying to wake up, I think. I don't know. Well, where are we gonna go then? What's your proposition for this?
And he writes, I have a boat and crew waiting in the city below.
And what do you want in return for this?
To know that Cam is safe.
Once more, what is your relationship with him? Because he's not going to take my word on this.
And he points at the above message.
at this point, I'm standing right outside the door with my sword drawn, like ready to basically slash. So, just
kay.
Ready to go.
Nope, you're good. And the creature then writes, do you know where he is?
He's somewhere. I saw him at dinner. After that, I don't know.
Okay. Then the person writes, I know you know where he is. I've seen you with him.
Okay. He's somewhere. I don't know where he's at.
And then this figure puts, I haven't seen ill will from you towards him. Can I trust you?
I have no ill will towards anyone here.
Then he takes out his hand and he hands you this signet ring, puts it in your hand, and he draws a crude map on the piece of paper that shows the bookcase, the tunnel, the exit to the tunnel, which is in the city streets and in one of the poorer districts, which then points to a little river. If you follow the river, you'll reach the ocean, and there is a ship waiting for you named the Wavebreaker.
Okay.
Ask for Captain Mithail.
Are you Captain Mithail, or?
And it just looks at you.
What? Can I have a name?
Did you ask if you can have a name from him?
Yeah. Can I have your name?
And he writes, maybe someday, but now is not that time. And then he stands up, bows to you, and spins on his heels and disappears.
What just happened? Dagna's still confused. And she's just saying, like, she's going to go over where he's at and just kind of like wave in the air to make sure he's not just like invisible or something.
Nope. You feel nothing that would indicate invisibility.
Did it make a sound?
Let me look up the spell.
Because otherwise I'm just sort of standing outside, waiting, concocted a perfect plan to attack this person.
Okay. No, you don't feel any indication there.
Okay, so now I'm still waiting outside the door, depending on what Dagna says. So if you're saying what the fuck at this point...
So when he was...
I'm going to like peek
when
my
he
head
disappeared,
in.
He spun. You saw him go silvery for a second, and then he just disappeared.
Okay. Oh, boy. I need to find Cam. Okay. So she's going to like start running to go open her door.
I
to run out in the hall.
I
immediately attack.
No. I was eavesdropping.
There goes Dagna.
So if she said, I got to go find Cam, then, you know, then I wouldn't be like, okay, I'm going to murder her now. Like,
she's betrayed me.
But you are going to say, I got to go find Cam, and I am waiting outside with a sword drawn. Not, you know, going to attack you, but I am, like, there.
Holy shit. Hey.
Where is he?
I don't know. He just, like, spun on his toes and disappeared. I looked.
What?
I didn't see him. He just vanished.
What did he say?
He gave me this, and she hands the ring to him, and she gives him the journal of everything that they discussed, and she just kind of goes down, breaks down with every little conversation.
So it's a slashed signet ring, right?
With your house on it.
I know that, but is there anything interesting about the ring itself? Like, would I know, is it, you know, like, I don't know. Is it just like a generic signet ring, or is it like a significant signet ring?
Go ahead it's a significant signet ring. It's okay. Very significant.
That's why I'm asking.
It matches one very much like the one that you wore.
Okay. This
almost identical. And I'm guessing you're kind of looking at this ring, right?
Yeah.
Okay. As you look over the ring, just to kind of get an indicator of it, you notice scribed on the inside is your brother's name.
Yeah. This is where he gave you this?
Yeah. Your house Mackwell, right?
This isn't a ring that, like, you get for being a guard or in service to my family. This isn't. Nowhere. This isn't a soldier's ring.
Whose ring is it?
Gregor Willem Mackwell was his name.
Yeah. No, and but I wouldn't say that.
No, no, I'm just saying I just couldn't remember it, and I was surfing through trying to say it.
Well, only two living people I know of have ever worn it. They got the same name, so that makes it easy. how?
You would have known that this ring would not have been sent back to your family. This would have been held as trophy when your brother died.
Okay.
And I had that weird ass dream. Afterwards. So,
is this a trap?
Seemed well, like he seemed like he cared about your well being. He wouldn't give me a name though. He also said you're in dire danger.
Well, I mean, that part's not really news. I mean, there've been people banging at the front door. it's not good. I have family obligations. And my family's obligations are severe obligations. It's not like I have to go to church on Sundays, although I do have to go to church on Sundays.
Make me a perception check.
All of us? Or the two of us?
Both of you. Both of you.
Okay.
18.
15.
You hear a book fall off of a shelf in Dagna's room.
Perception? Oh, no, we already did a perception check. Just kidding.
I can't see any creatures. Alright, so I'm gonna stop talking, though. So, and I'm gonna cast message to Dagna. And say, there are those who don't want me dead. They want something worse.
She casts a message back to him and asks, such as, what do they want?
For me to be the bearer of death and then embrace it myself. Be one thing just to die. Rather not have to be the one that leads many others to that same fate.
She just says that. She messages back. So what do you propose we do?
I have no fucking clue.
Sorry, it's been real cam-centric lately, but I've had a lot of really good ideas.
Well, we need to move quickly, I think.
She messages back. To this boat or away out of this town? Because apparently you have tails.
Well, I'm trying to debate whether or not we're walking head first into a trap. But that ring, he wouldn't have used the ring. I think we have to. I think we have to take the boat. I do. I mean, I don't know. How could I not know? I'd have to know. I don't know if it's a good idea for you to take the boat. I can't make that call for you.
You came with me to deliver a message and we got arrested upon our arrival. So I think it's only fair that I return the favor. Besides your charismatic appeal, I guess.
Thank you. It is one of my better stats. all right. Well, you want to go grab the rest of the group and go on a field trip?
Boone scares me. I'll go get Callus.
Oh, I like Boone. I'll grab Boone.
Okay.
So you guys are spreading out down the hallway?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Give me a second.
I have my sword drawn the whole time, for the record.
No, you're fine.
I just want to, like...
Book did fall off of a shelf in Dagna's room.
What book was it? Just out of curiosity.
Did you guys go look?
I'm
going to go look now.
Okay. It appears that on the armoire, on top of one of the armoires, there is a stack, like books stacked across this top with bookends. It appears that one of the bookends kind of nudged out of the way and just a random book fell off the shelf. Archimedes' Guide to Monsters and Bestiary of Nalari.
I'll snag that book, actually.
Okay.
So wait a minute. So because it falls off the armoire, then you can just steal it? Like, is that how that works?
Watch me. Are you there?
I better hope that nothing falls at my house.
In video games, there are static objects and movable objects. You can always take the movable objects.
Yeah, if you tried to take the rest of the books, it's actually one huge pixel map, so it's all a single asset. So, yeah.
No, it's okay. I'll make sure nothing falls at my house, Lauren.
Plus, it is the adventure game, like, rule of thumb, is if there is an item you can pick up, you must pick it up.
Duh. That's why I hoard everything and I can't run away from dragons.
It's a good thing that Sean doesn't make us manage our inventory.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to kind of start pulling together my stuff and then...
Make me a perception check while you're in the room.
Yeah. Am I going to get attacked? 21.
You from the armoire, you hear another little nudge and the door kind of a little bit more. It was open just a crack.
My bedroom door?
No, the armoire. An armoire is like a big, tall piece of furniture sorry, that for handles some, long clothes and dresses.
Okay. It's like a dresser. For some reason, I was imagining
Yeah, it's like a dresser, except for instead of a... It's got a couple drawers, but it's also got a really big opening in it for hanging clothes.
Okay. I'm going to blindly stick my hand in there, smack around to see if my hand finds purchase.
Your hand gets grabbed.
Oh, no.
And out the another hand pops out, kind of waving you away, like...
Like, go away?
Yeah. And then the head leans out and with the shh motion again, shushing you.
I close the door.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. And then I'm going to grab my stuff and I'm going to car and start go. I'm going to go try to find Callus's room, I guess.
Okay. You grab your stuff. You pull your things together. Make your way down the hallway and you come out of Callus's room. Cam, where are you at?
I was grabbing to get Boone.
Okay. So this is like down the hallway. Boone's room is like straight down the hallway. Make me a perception check.
Okie doke.
Because you see Dagna exit and going to
22.
22. You hear a board creak behind you down the hallway. And are you turning to look?
Yes.
As you turn to look down the hallway, you see the figure that you saw in your room. It notices you, and it begins running away from you.
Running away from me?
Yes.
Now I'm chasing it.
Okay.
We've gone the other way.
How close did he get to me?
He was at your door.
I probably would have been, like, you know, because if anyone's anywhere near my door, I'm awake. Yeah, like I was going to say.
You would hear footsteps running down the hallway as you get to your door.
Okay, then I would probably look out and see him running.
Yes.
And I would run after him.
This being turned and ran, you see it turn down a hallway, down the corridor.
Okay, I'm going to follow Cam. Because if I see he's running after something, I'm probably going to go to help.
Okay. Cam, you begin pursuit.
I am going to do a thing that has a mechanical element to it, but I am intending to do it primarily for flavor. But I feel like the mechanical part will be good regardless. So I am going to cast Compel Duel.
Okay.
And I'm going to just say, if you're who you say you are, turn around and face me.
What does Compel Duel do?
You attempt to compel a creature into a duel. One creature that you can see within range must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, the creature is drawn to you, compelled by your divine demand. For the duration, it has a disadvantage on attack rolls against creatures other than you, and must make a wisdom saving throw each time it attempts to move to a space that is more than 30 feet away from you.
Is it intimidated to attack you?
If it succeeds in the saving throw, the spell doesn't restrict the target. The spell ends if the attacker in a creature casts a spell that targets a hostile creature. Other than the... Can't attack me.
So
doesn't
it's
have to
saving
attack
throw?
Me. Yes.
Okay. What kind of saving throw?
Wisdom. And Steph wrote in chat, what the fuck is this spell? It is, come fight me, bro.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
When you like hit it, it's like, oh my gosh, when would that be used? Now.
When someone is running away from me and I don't want them to. Stop
it. It's fucking fantastic.
Oop. I was just loud and I think I woke my kid
21.
Up. Oops.
You feel your spell fail.
Fuck me. Really? Okay.
and it continues to run.
It's
now making its way down the stairs. You're following it. You're about 15 feet behind it. As it begins running down the stairs, would you like to, you are about 10 feet. Actually, you would have caught up to Cam at this point.
Okay. Cause I could probably do hold person. Can I do that while we're running?
Sure.
Okay. So
I must make a wisdom saving throw. 13.
Okay. So that failed. Save DC is 13.
So it meets it. It jumps the banister and makes its way to the front door. Cam, is there anything you're doing to stop this?
I'm just going to grab at him if I can reach him.
Make me like an athletics check to like slide down the banister and grab this person.
Okay. Natty 20.
Crit.
Whoa.
Nice. This thing makes its way over the railing as you grab it by the wrist. And you know those big like circled staircases that go up like two stories? You grab its arm and it's just swinging below you, kind of kicking wildly and grabbing at your arm.
And does it have like a hood or something? Or
yeah, it's got a hood and it's wearing a full mask.
Can I rip that shit off?
Rip the mask off?
Yeah.
Okay. You rip the mask off. And you see tears as you're staring into your mother's face.
Oh, snap!
Talisa is dangling from the staircase by your grasp.
To use his name.
And she looks up at you with tears in her eyes and she says, "He's still alive, Cam."
How?
Or he's still alive, Leopold. Now is not the time.
How are you here?
I've been following you since you left.
He's too smart. How would he not have followed? He knows, doesn't he?
Yes. Knows like where you are or knows?
Yeah. Sorry.
And she says, your father doesn't know.
Oh, no, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Your brother knows of you. Yeah. But she says, your father doesn't know.
In all of your attempts to save me, you've put my life so much more at risk.
How?
They're knocking on the door.
By coming here to get you out? Before the other great houses try and swoop you up for your father?
Well, we're all the way in now, huh?
Can you please pull me up? Just tears streaming down her face.
There is an uncomfortably long pause before I pull her up.
She puts her arms around you in, like, the biggest hug, trying to, like, get you to hug her back.
Yeah, it's like hugging a tree.
She takes her hands away.
I just named a different episode Baggage. Whoops. This one's the one.
covers herself up with her hood, reattaches her mask, and defeatedly walks down the stairs to the front door.
I'll see you at the boat. Gonna go gather up some people.
She says, no, you won't. Your father's going to war tomorrow. And I must be at the house. Good luck, Leopold.
We'll see each other again.
She exits through the front door and closes it behind her. And that's, yeah.
I think Boone is just like staring at him. Like, whoa.
All of the rest of you would have heard a ruckus. If you would have gotten up, you would be here in time.
You probably could have.
Am I going to see this?
No, I was I think Cyrus would.
You would have.
Would
I'm guessing
this.
You would have come running. You guys would have probably seen the majority of it. Maybe not the majority, but at least the tail end of it. Yeah. You would have gotten the gist.
It's like, I think Cyrus would just, like, as soon as he would recognize who she was, right?
Yes.
He would instantly do, like, a bow. Like, because he's considered lower rank to her.
Yeah. She wouldn't have noticed.
Okay, good.
And that's nothing from you. She was entirely focused on her son.
Mm-hmm. Because I'd be too embarrassed.
And things that would be striking to you from her, she was wearing full armor. So a mixture of plate and scale mail. She was wearing a large greatsword on her back, as well as two daggers on each hip. You've never known your mom to be a trained swordsman. You've never known her to do any sort of combat whatsoever. Just from the sight of her, if you didn't see her face, there's no way you would have put two and two together with this. And even now, it's still kind of jarring.
Yeah. So it's like, the debate is like, is that just a really compelling disguise? or has my mom turned into
you're a combatant. You would have known that instead of it just being a disguise, there are certain ways that she would have strapped or tied things to her body. You know, her scabbard on her back would have been not buttoned in decorative fashion, but like a click release, you know, actual prepared for combat fashion. Yeah, the way that she wears her weapons speaks to her knowing what she's doing.
Okay. Yep.
So you're not just a Macwell, are you?
Well,
I
mean, sort of depends on your perspective. But yeah, I am certainly a Macwell.
But she's your mother, therefore you're of the immediate family.
Yeah. I might be the grand steward of the armies of Macwell, but that's like, you know, hey, sometimes...
Well, that's just perfect.
Listen, I'm trying really hard not to be.
So you're on the run, is what you're saying.
So are you.
I mean...
Yes, but...
There's no room for judgment.
He's a bigger deal.
And he's here, not there. And you're here, and not wherever it is you're running from either.
Regardless, we should be going if we're leaving now.
Yes, that would be best right now.
So I believe that Ben, Callus, last thing you said was, I think we should be going.
Yeah.
Yep. I think we go. I'm ready. I'm not gonna talk.
Where are you going though? Like, what is your? Are you gonna take the boat, or are you gonna go elsewhere? Because is your motivation to shirk that your mother knows where you're going? Is your motivation to get out safely from? You know what I mean? It's kind of a conundrum.
After that dream, I don't know that I can walk away from the idea that my brother is still alive, and I was ready to walk towards where my brother was when he was still alive before the source of that information was my mother. And it's a complicated thing as to whether I trust my mother or not. But ultimately, it's why would she lie about such a thing? No matter how much the hurt I have about his loss, for her to say something untrue about him wouldn't make sense. And so it must be true. And so I continue a solemn, quiet march to him.
To your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
All right. So as you guys are in this mansion, you hear a loud horn outside.
It's like 3 a.m. Can they wait for like 2 more hours?
There's like zero chill city.
But no chill. Keep going, sorry.
And you hear Jarvis say, they've done it. Those, my friends, are the sounds of war.
It's fate, isn't it?
Well, what are we going to do then?
I'm going to have an awkward family reunion. Y'all are welcome to come. I genuinely don't know where it's going to lead me.
Well, I'll go with you.
I know it was a rousing case for why you should come. I don't know what's going to happen. I really wish I could better predict it, but...
Well, we're going to Jildos then?
I don't think that's where we're going.
Okay. Where's your plan?
We're going to a boat, and the boat's going to take us to a place, and that place has my brother. My mother was here. And she's going to Jildos.
If you could just recap me this whole episode. Yeah. No.
And she's going to go to Jildos.
No, I missed. When you had an awkward family reunion, I don't know why I was thinking Jildos. No, we're good.
Still okay. Awkward. Still. Well, yeah, that would be a more awkward family reunion.
Yeah, that's what I was like. What? Okay.
No. No, I'm going to see the next family member.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I'm hoping to just leave one of them, trying to not hit all four. Or all three, hit the trifecta, but That just means Sean's going to do it to me in a worse way later. So that's fine.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, it's cool. Or he'll kill him and it'll make me feel bad that I never reconciled. There's all sorts of ways that Sean can destroy my life using him as a...
This is a path that I guarantee you will not expect.
Cool.
That's the best I can give you.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point, right? I mean... but okay. So anyway...
Okay, rewind.
I'm going
with you.
All right. Okay. Have you met my brother?
Yeah.
You two might have something to talk about and have in common.
Like their love for each other.
I was thinking that they both at one point were dead. But let's see. Oh, you too. And I point at Cyrus. High five. Come on.
Wait, what's a good ship name between Gregor and Boone? Goon.
I see you got jokes there, Cam.
Yep.
It's his deflecting mechanism, you know.
I'm just
when you're in shock, what else are you gonna do?
I'm just like pointing enthusiastically at Dagna while she's saying that.
Yes, it's deflection. So, are we gonna go on a boat to go find your brother? Is that what we're doing?
That is the exact same amount of information I have so far.
So, weren't we supposed to go get Cyrus also fixed on something? I don't know fully what's going on that one.
Yes. Cyrus, on a scale of 1 to 10, how evil do you feel?
I don't feel evil, but are any body parts falling off of Cyrus at the moment, Sean?
No, your skin is a much grayer tone than it was before, though.
It's like, as long as nothing's falling apart, I guess we can go. I don't have a problem with it.
You're like...
That's the spirit.
You're doing okay?
Yeah.
Cool. So, boat. Sound good? I like boats.
Let's go.
Okay. All right. So, you guys make your way back to Cam's room. He shows you the little secret door entrance. There's a cavern. You guys, I'm guessing, are just going headlong down.
I'm going to tell Jarvis to thank the Lady Alta for her hospitality, but we must be off.
Your thanks is noted. Should you ever find yourself back in Ebrasia, it would be my pleasure to serve you again, even though our previous encounter was brief, to say the least.
You're saying that now, good sir, and I'm going to go ahead and follow down the path.
You might be back.
All right. He bows, and you guys leave, and behind you he closes the candlestick thing, and as it turns, you see him kind of brushing himself up, sturdying his little cravat, and you guys make your way down the tunnel. You make your way all the way down to the base. It kind of starts to make sense. There's staircases that kind of go back and forth on each other all the way down, and eventually you find yourself in a small tunnel. Up the tunnel, you hear the sounds of footsteps from a grating above you.
Hmm. Okay.
Like, are we, like, in sewers or something? Or just underground?
It smells pretty strongly of a sewer.
Good thing I don't have a sense of smell anymore.
Does the map say that that's
you would have a sense of smell. You... Because, I mean, that's part of perception. So I can't take that from you. So you would have a sense of smell.
Well,
so
crap.
It smells bad.
That's what I'm smelling right now, I bet, too.
Oh, God, that must be terrible to smell terrible and know that you smell terrible. Right? Like it's not even like you can, like, you're just going to start wearing fucking, like, tons of cologne or something, probably. Mm.
And that's going to make it even worse.
Yep.
Yeah.
Never makes it better.
Okay. Dagna still has the map. On the map, there was a little notification that shows go up 3 gradings and then make your way out.
Oh, so then I'm going to count 1, 2, 3. This one. We need to go through this one.
Yes. So as you pass the first one, when you look above you, there appears to be marching through the streets. Okay? You guys make your way past that one. You make your way to the next one. You pass that. And then at the third one, it's fairly quiet above.
Hey, can someone tall pop the grate? I can't reach it.
I push it with my halberd.
Yep. The grating lifts easily as though it was moved recently.
Thanks, Cyrus.
You're welcome.
And yeah, when you guys look up through it, you see like an alleyway. There appears to be no one here, and the streets around appear to be empty.
So which way is this boat?
I'm looking at the map.
Yep. You know, when you pop out, if you go up the street to this little river and you make your way up about, you know, an eighth of a nautical mile, you would reach a small dock.
We need to go this way. And she's going to point.
Yep.
The direction that we need to go.
Are you guys trying to be stealthy?
We could try.
I mean, I'm honestly
the
not,
best of our ability.
I'm honestly not even going to really say no to that or say that, yes, I'm trying to be stealthy because I can't really. So I'm just sort of walking kind of quietly, but not really stealthy.
I mean, I thanks to the armor I'm wearing, I had disadvantage to it.
Yeah. All right. Let me fix this bitch up. Hang on, kids. I'm going to cast invisibility on everyone. Using a third level spell slot. And,
wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wait, you can get everyone?
It's going to take a couple spell slots, but yes.
Wait, but it's concentration.
Yeah, but I can do it, right?
You can't concentrate on two spells.
Oh, fuck. Just
yes,
kidding.
You can't double cast it.
Shoot. Well, in that case, I'll just cast it on the third level.
No.
Cast it as a bard because it requires a feat.
No.
I can just cast it at third level, though,
doesn't
but
it?
I can cast
it. Well, how many people can you do it on third level?
Two.
Okay, so then that means you can make two people invisible.
I'm going to make Cam
But can you take the stealth action doing so?
Well,
concentrating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can be stealth while concentrating.
As long as they don't get another concentration spell I get attacked, I should be alright.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because you can do other actions.
I mean, the rules. I'm still going to learn these one day.
You're doing great, baby.
Turns
so
out
I'm gonna cast
you don't really have to,
Sean. We have a bin.
Well, this, enough of us know the rules. It's just we all just keep each other honest with it. It's fine.
Cam and Boone will both be invisible.
Okay.
All right, sure. I'm not going to fight you.
Everybody else give me stealth check.
All right.
Now, does invisibility do anything with like audio? Like, does it make me quiet?
Okay, we're going to do a homebrew rule in this. Yes, I'm going to say it does because it doesn't serve a lot of... I mean, for what you guys do and your stealth as a group, you guys are really bad at it. So...
a lot of bizarre.
So, wait, so in the interest... In the interest of it, I'd say we're going to homebrew it that invisibility makes you silent.
Okay, cool. Because it's kind of like the invisibility cloak in Harry Potter, which should have been very obvious like many, 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 many times.
Yeah.
Even just the sound of like a cloak dragging along the floor and moving dust or like creaky floors, just whatever. Anyway, but yeah, cool.
All right. That's... Well, I got a 16 instead of Matt.
I got a natural
one. No, I have a 9.
No, Matt, because it rolled with its advantage automatically, did it for the first roll.
Oh, god damn it. Why does it do that?
You got a 1?
I got a nat 1, baby.
Okay.
I'm a bard. I got this shit.
You guys begin to make your way barrel to barrel through this alley. You make your way onto the street, and as the rest of you guys cross, Dagna's the last one there. She stumbles over a cobblestone and face plants as some onlookers come up to her and say,
Are you not going to fight?
It appears to be 3 children.
I'm a little drunk right now. I don't think I can fight. Who are we fighting?
It's the service of Ebrasia. All people must show up for service. You don't appear to be an elf.
No.
Have you seen combat before?
No. I've seen the bottom of my tankard tonight, and let me tell you.
So you're what my dad calls a lily-livered codpiece.
Probably, yeah. That's me. Right, you be good, kids. She's going to pat their heads and start walking away.
Give me, like, a persuasion.
20.
Yes. The kids just kind of stare at you as then they, like, begin pretend stick sword fighting in the alley and make their way in the direction of the troops.
Make good choices.
Make good choices. That was a good persuasion. They will make good choices. Okay, so you make your way to this river. You go left. You follow up the river. You don't see too many more onlookers. You guys are pretty quiet and safe. And you see a small dock with a boat that appears to be too large for it off, or for the dock off in the distance, and a small dinghy with a person standing on it.
What's the ship? Do we
recognize the person?
The ship boat name on that.
I don't know. I told you.
You did, and I was got distracted. I was trying to type fast, and I didn't type fast enough. The, what was it, wind?
Windjammer.
I feel like that's wrong.
It's probably wrong. I think that's from something else.
It is now.
No, I think that's from something
else. I'm
going to
approach the person, and I'm looking for Captain Mithail.
Yes? What business have you?
We were sent aboard your ship from a well-known source. No, what the fuck am I supposed to say? I don't know.
You're doing great. I message, you're doing great, sweetie.
You are. I don't know what you are talking about.
Well, I have a specific member of nobility, Angel Doss, who needs to get out of the city right now because people are searching for him.
If they're from Gildas, shouldn't they be headed to war currently?
They should.
Can I cast message into this person's head?
Yes.
Shut up, it's me.
Ah, you hear back. I don't know what you're speaking of, me. And he says, tell your friend magic isn't necessary.
I don't know how to make it stop. You made me invisible. What am I supposed to do? I start, shaking my arms.
That's me. Oh, my bad. I dropped the invisibility. I forgot about that. I'm sorry. That's rude of me.
There's quite the crew of you here this evening.
There is indeed.
We're kind of a package deal. It's been working for us.
I don't know what business you have with me. Perhaps you could go see the military parade as it makes its way out of town.
Oh, we surely have the right boat.
I take out the signet ring.
And he looks and he says, Oi, why didn't you say so?
You absolutely did!
He says, Oh, no, you did, but there's careful precautions we gotta take with cargo such as yourselves. And he looks you over and he says, Right, how many of you coming?
Like I said, sort of a package deal.
And he pulls out a piece of paper. A piece of parchment that appears to be written all over it, and he pulls out a very, a lens out of his pocket for his eye, as well as a quill, and, he's like, okay, five, right? All right, fake names. I need names for you.
No one jump at once.
Pel Dolo.
Dolo. And he...
Gerbil Namfoodle.
Dolo. Gerbil Namfoodle. I need all of you to pick a name.
I know, I was going to go to the list.
I know, that's what I'm doing right now. Where is the list?
It's just the channel NPC name is in Discord.
Oh, there it is. It was just hiding.
And to add people in our Discord, yeah, there really is a hidden channel filled with NPC names.
Shit, I could have used a new name.
Is
it too late to change that, Sean?
Well, no. I mean, with audio editing, it's impossible to go back.
My name's Ben.
Oh,
God damn it, you stole
mine. I got mine.
Okay, what's yours?
Amanda hug and kiss.
Okay. He writes that down. He chuckles to himself. He's got this thing in his eye that does multiple magnification, and he is doing this quill very carefully as he's writing, as though he's properly forging a document.
I will go buy Sniffles McGillicuddy.
Okay. He's writing all this down.
Zeneca Starling?
What was the one
very
you
careful.
Picked, Kyle?
Almost artistic.
I made it up.
Okay. I am Troth Cheek Dorn.
I thought you could go with Ben. I was going to be so delighted.
Okay. I thought about it.
He writes the last name, and then he's like, Right, okay, get on the boat. Give me 2 seconds. And he's like, everybody stay cool, convincing, don't say anything, let me talk.
I don't have body heat.
You hear like a really loud, he pulls out a small boatswain whistle and plays a couple notes like, wee, wee, and all of a sudden a small, like a 17-year-old kind of scraggly kid comes running out of one of the houses up the way. And he comes up and he says, oh, yes, sir, are you departing? Do you have papers for my master? He says, Yes, son, we will be departing on the Wavebreaker. We are adding 3 to our itinerary. They are making their way north, as per a trading contract with my employer. And the boy says,
Wow, sir, you really do speak fancy. All right, okay, I will pass this off to him. Thank you. And he nods to the boy, and he hands him a couple gold pieces. And the boy goes running off, and he gets on the boat and ushers all of the rest of you guys in.
Sweet.
And he begins rowing off. He's like, well done, well done. All right, just get on the boat. Everything's good. So he rows out to the boat, and over the course of the next 15 minutes, are you guys doing anything as he rows out there?
I'm just there.
I'm very much so in my own head right now.
Dagda's humming sea shanties to herself.
You're singing boat songs?
Uh-huh.
He starts singing along with you, and it gets a little louder.
The sea's the life for me. Going about the sea. You and me, we will go and have ourselves a party. Blah, 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 blah.
And, yep, singing right along with you. You guys eventually bump the bottom of the hull of a very large boat. If you go to our images page, you would know all of, at Turtle FYI, you would know all the parts of this boat. It's the exact one that's in the picture on our pictures page.
Mm-hmm. It, of course, features a boat tip spot. But again, just, you know what, real quick, I'm sorry. That's like one of my favorite things in the world. I think I just, is it slash boat? Let's see. I should have made it. Yes. Turtle.fyi/boat. Okay, cool.
That should give you all of the descriptors of the boat because we will be using those. So just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, all right, you guys get up onto the boat. You climb up the cargo net that they throw over the side. You make your way up and you guys are standing before what appears to be a very large crew, and at the head of the crew appears to be a finely dressed woman in crimson, like a crimson doublet. She's wearing leather pants, you know, those super piratey sailor boots. She doesn't have an eye patch. She has a glass eye, and it appears to be some sort of golden metal, which is counterintuitive to a glass eye, and she's wearing a huge tricorn hat.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're in a pirate, you gotta go all the way with the hat.
Mm-hmm. Airmail abides.
She says, look, I don't know who paid your way. I don't know why you're here, nor where you are going. We will take you where you need to go, based on the amount of coin that we received. Could you please tell us where we are going?
Look at Cam.
Ask Cam.
Wait, what?
Where do you intend to go? The anonymous purchaser of this ship agreed to pay us a handsome sum to take you where you wish to go. So I ask you again, where do you wish to go?
I am getting on this boat to find my brother.
Sorry, chap. I have no idea who your brother is or where he would be.
Oh, damn, I was hoping it's some sort of, like, magical spell thing where you were just like, tell me where you want to go and I'll make it, you know? All right, you're like a real ship captain then, huh? I have no fucking clue where we're supposed to go. Do you guys know? Shit. I thought I would have been thinking about so many more things if I had known this was a question you were about to ask me.
She says, blood of Sahanin, seriously? We don't have very much time here, so maybe just throw a dart at a map and we'll go that direction.
Wait, where do we need to take Callus? Or not, fuck, Cyrus.
Cyrus?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, buddy. Where do we take Cyrus to get his stuff fixed? To the druid, something or the other? I didn't write it down because I'm a goober.
Order of the Blood Fern, I think it was.
Yeah. Yep. Do we want to go there first?
But what's about Cam's brother? Did your mother not tell you anything?
She said the boat was going to take me to him.
She says, look, this is a quaint conversation we're having here. We're going to go ahead and set out, get into open waters where we can be a little bit more innocuous, and maybe that'll give you folks some time to think about, look, the world's your oyster, okay? Just point and I'll go.
Thank you, Captain.
Aye.
And she pulls out a whistle. It's much like the one that the guy on the little boat had, except for it appears to be made of wood. And it appears to be very old. She blows a few notes into it, and the crew goes into action. The sails are raised. Hold on.
She raises not only the middle windy boy, but the big windy boy, the high windy boy, and the front windy boy are raised.
Nice, nice. All right.
If you guys understand where I'm going.
Yeah, absolutely.
The flying windy boy kind of catches some wind and pulls you guys out to open sea.
Nice. I'm pondering up by the boat tip spot. So, you know, and the peck deck. So.
Yes.
Boone would probably approach Cam, you know, and probably
you have no idea where your brother might be.
I mean, you guys heard the conversation as much as I did. I know where he was, but would he be there now? No.
If it's the last place you knew he was at, that's a good place to start.
Is it though? Huh.
Do you like the dart on the board idea better?
Well, we only get one super expensive free boat ride, right? Or like, if we get there and it's the wrong spot, what happens? Do we have to like, I can't afford
it. You need to give people your travel agent because you guys have so many ways to travel. You've got circle trips, you've got a private boat, you've got a flying carpet.
We also have like our own condo at a place and like a condo being like a 14-room mansion. All right, so...
But we have a portable room.
It's true. We have a mini cabin that I keep in my pocket.
We're kind of set for life.
Well, we'll see. So, in my dream with my brother and where he was, I didn't necessarily exactly recognize where he was. Did I? I don't think we said where it was. I know it was all...
It was in a small barony north of Sin Amon.
Yeah, because it was all...
Which is what you would have taken from it.
Yeah, because it was all Cinnamon, like, guard and douchebags, and he had the creepy eyes.
It wasn't Cinnamon guard. It was they bear a certain portion of the insignia of Cinnamon. It appears to be one of their either states or outlying regions that kind of basically swore allegiance to follow their laws.
Yeah.
But would that matter, like, that specifically? Like, should...
Where would
Because he didn't recognize it, so would he be able to, like, describe it to us and we know where it's at?
Yeah, and that's the thing. So, like, would I know...
But because of battle, here's the thing. You would have known the battle that your brother died in, wouldn't you?
I would have known the battle he died in, yes.
And then that's where he got taken prisoner.
And so where...
So you would have known exactly where that was.
Where was that? Because that's the thing, is I don't know that, but we can decide it right now.
It's not a location listed on the map.
But it's like a...
Go 4 hexes north of Sin Amon.
All right. And so, oh, man, the one that opens doesn't... I have to look at the numbers separate. Do you know what Sin Amon's number is?
I think it's 69?
Nice.
No, 69's where Matt needs to go.
Yeah.
Nice, nice, nice.
thanks, Matt. Picking up the... I was waiting for someone to do it.
It's 40... Sin Amon is 42.
Yeah, all right. 42. All right. So it's not that far. So I'm probably like a little bit north of there in the woods, like 43-ish maybe is where that would have been.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Okay. All right. I mean, so, and we are somewhere else currently, Ebrosia, which is a different number that I don't know.
If you go to Sin Amon and you go straight left, it's on the coast.
Oh, all right.
That little cove region.
So it's 40 then probably.
Yes.
Okay. So that's not a very far boat trip we're talking about. If we're going to go from Ebrosia, like if we were going to go on a boat ride and that boat ride was going to take us away, we would be basically going out this little cove around and then stopping almost instantly at the coast and then marching inland a bunch. So the boat's not like, if we're going there, boat's not super helpful realistically.
There wasn't anywhere in our conversation, my conversation with his mom about where we were going, right?
Nope.
Man, I don't know. I'm fucking...
Can I do a perception
stumped.
Yeah, give me a perception check.
I just want to see if, like, she's, like, I know she said that she's going to go to war, but I just want to make sure she's not, like, hiding on this fucking boat or something.
Okay.
25?
No, you don't see anything out of place.
It's worth a shot. Okay.
I really don't know where to go. I know we need to do this, but I can't go to Jildas. It's not there. It can't even. So I need
to have like aggressive dreaming. Like, so far, all the information I've got has been dreams.
I think I may have a suggestion, but you may not like it.
Oh, God. What are you going to say? Oh, God. Oh, God. What is... Oh, man. What are you saying? Just say it.
You see, sometimes when I paint, I know certain things are going to happen. So maybe...
Do you do, like, prophecy paintings?
I guess you can call it that.
That's kind of cool.
Is it?
You have not seen these paintings.
No, I haven't, but it's a cool concept.
I think you saw one of the nice ones.
Probably.
Maybe not. Oh, man. All right. I don't...
Maybe you'll paint a landscape. Who knows? But like I said, you may not like it.
I think... I like the idea of kind of almost thinking about it for a day and not doing something brash for once. I feel like I'm missing something. And, you know, hey, maybe I need to sleep on it.
You know,
we do need to give them
directions. At
this point, the
captain comes up and she's like, okay, we're out in open waters. Where are we going?
We need to go on a little bit of a spiritual journey first.
I don't deal in spiritual journeys. I deal in coin, and I've been paid.
Cool.
But that doesn't mean you have me forever.
Can we chill for, like, or, like, just, I don't know, head out of this inlet? We're in the inlet of Ebrasia, right?
Yeah, but you gotta understand, I've got a chart a course with my Tillerman. The reason I say that is because we have to keep watch. We've got to know how to circumvent... ships that might take interest in whatever the hell you're doing. Generally, contact tracks like this are, I'm sure you can understand, a little more difficult than just carrying some hay from place to place.
Absolutely. And we're gonna get an answer to you soon. Can you just give us, like, 30
minutes? I look at Cam as like, if you give me an hour, I might be able to paint something and we'll have a location. At least something like it.
So you want to paint right now? As we're just sitting outside of one of the major cities that just went to war. One of you, apparently, is a wanted person, or else you wouldn't be here. So you want us just to sail aimlessly. No goal, no direction, no plan.
If we tell you something now and later change our minds, is that going to be a huge problem, or...
Yeah, it's a bit of an inconvenience.
Is that better, though, than what we're currently doing? Because we'll do that, but...
Tell you what, just point me in a direction, and we'll figure out charting a course. And we'll get to the rest later.
North is good as any.
North it is! And she pulls out her boatswain whistle and blows into it. And the crew, the big windy boy, makes a turn as the ship booty scary paddle turns with about three men. And the boat rights itself north and begins making way.
Yay! We're sailing.
By the way, you can find the person who wrote all of these boat descriptions at Werewolf, WAERWOLV.
Thank you.
She's Rebecca, and
thanks,
she's
Rebecca.
Awesome.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Oh, and thank you for calling the captain's cabin Aramel's cabin. That's awesome.
It's canon. Right. It's canon, yeah. Man, I really don't know where to go, guys. I'm super stuck on this one.
Do we need to discuss it?
Do we need to get to your brothers immediately? Can we take a detour and maybe deal with... And Kelis just kind of gestures at Cyrus.
I have a name, you know.
It felt very immediate. But as I sit here...
Like, life or death, or...
Well, sure. My life is at threatened, but, like, okay. I mean, that's not new. That was true yesterday, and the day before that, and the day before that. And they were getting closer.
Like...
They were getting closer to me, but, like, the whole point of the boat was to, like, escape. And maybe she... Let's do your thing.
Are you sure? It sounds like you need to save your brother as soon as you can. And... Family is important.
Kind of hard to do that when you don't know where he is.
Let's do your thing, and I reserve the right to look at a creepy painting or wake up after having a prophetic dream and have a different opinion.
Is this a common theme? Common.
You'd be surprised.
Common.
We haven't really had much luck with doing this previously, but it could happen.
We, hey, listen, you gotta keep trying things. I don't know. I'm just, I don't know.
Okay, so.
Sorry, I threw your game off. I think you were thinking you were going somewhere.
No, it's fine. It's actually kind of hilarious.
I was thinking the whole time, I'm like, there's nothing waiting for them.
So where do we need to go to fix Cyrus's issue? Cyrus, what is your issue?
I honestly have no idea. All I know is it's pretty obvious. I'm dead, for one.
I was going to say, it's a moving target, to be honest. We've been talking about his issue, well, let's be honest, for a little while now. But I would say that it is an evolving situation. And maybe now, a devolving situation. Sorry. Sorry, that's probably not funny.
You're deflecting again, it's okay.
All I know is I'm dead, and...
You've really just embraced being dead and talking about it, though. It's...
To be honest, it's to the point where I just don't care anymore. And apparently some strange evil deity wants to take over my body, and some celestial being wants to stop that. What it is, I don't know. And I'm getting kind of sick and tired of it.
At least the strange evil being that wants to take over your body isn't your dad.
Wait, that sounds so weird.
That doesn't sound.
You do realize how strange that sounds, right?
I realized it as soon as I said it. Thank you.
Okay, that explains a lot. So let's. Yeah, where do we need to go to help Cyrus at?
Originally, we were told to go to Gildas, but I don't know.
I thought that changed. Wasn't there another?
It did.
Yeah. Oh, did it?
You're supposed to go to Gildas. Mm-hmm. You guys are supposed to go up to the North Forest to meet with the druids.
Oh shit! That's right.
Yeah, the priest told me to. The priest told me to go to the Scarlet Coast Forest.
And where that at?
It's
east of here.
Yeah.
Well, good. We told them north. So let's see. It is what?
It's number 69.
Oh, nice.
All right. So that one is. So we basically just go up north and then, yeah, east. Okay. Ben described it already. He's right. I don't know why I even decided to look and after he provided information. Okay.
All right. Let's go that way. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want me to go tell the captain? Or?
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
So the captain is leaning over the edge of the deck, leaning over the edge of the peck deck. She makes her way walking back towards the front fake trunk. She leans up against it, lights up a pipe, and crosses her arms and looks down at you.
Captain?
This woman is imposing. She's like 6'5" human.
Oh, that's fine. Dagna is more than happy to talk to her. Captain? We came to an agreement on where we would like to go, if you don't mind.
Oh, good. So we're not just north, then.
We've added east.
We are going northeast to the Scarlet Coast Forest, or as close as you can take us to it.
Scarlet Coast Forest?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Kind of an innocuous location, pictured a little more for the money I was paid. Makes me a little more worried, but,
You're not the only one.
Okay. Scarlet Coast Forest.
Thank you, and we will make sure to do our work, so just hopefully we're not in the way.
Try and blend in. You're paid for. You have a full part. If you go down by the tummy wall, you've got a full open area. It was all paid for.
Thank you.
My lord. And she bows in like a mocking fashion.
So charming.
Your attitude problem.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Did you say she has an attitude problem?
Like quietly to not to her.
Okay, let me make a perception.
God damn it,
I have to. Sorry, I want to see if she hears this. She didn't hear you.
Okay.
And so she just mockingly bows and doffs her hat, like in a very mocking fashion, throws it back on, blows the boat swain whistle a little different, and calls out, Scarlet Coast Forest! It's where we're headed! Nut up, gentlemen.
Nut up?
Yeah. She told the crew to nut up. And they start cranking the sails really hard, and you guys make your way north. The moon is off to the west. The stars are out this evening. You can hear things splashing in the water below, and the ship makes its course. And I think that's where we'll end this episode.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This is fun, kid.
Mm.
Now I have to go sit and conspiracy theorize about my own mother. And you play D&D to escape real life.
The fact that you're thinking of doing it tells me that I'm doing something right.
But, and I'm starting to think maybe I should start making a new character because things might go south real quick for
also,
Cyrus.
Also, I'm really trying to get you guys to combat and fun, interesting things, but there's just so
this
much.
This is fun, interesting things. It doesn't have to be combat.
Good.
I don't need combat. Like, I think, you know.
Wait, there were spells cast and saving throws made. Mm-hmm.
There was a chase.
We're playing D&D. Okay,
fair.
This is what
you
D&D looks like.
Grab her by the wrist, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, I got to do, like, fucking moment. Parkour mm-hmm. Before that, too. Yeah, because if she had gotten away, this would be all so very different.
Oh, yeah.
But okay, awesome. So, cool. That's me now. All right, as always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi. You can check out our Discord, turtle.fyi/Discord. You can check out our merch store, turtle.fyi/store, or our Patreon, patreon.com/tabletop. It's been a super duper duper long time since I've asked anyone to leave any sort of review, and it's been so long that I've always called them iTunes reviews, and now they're called Apple Podcast reviews instead. So if you have the Podcasts app on your Apple device of some kind, leaving a review is always a super awesome way to kind of bump us up. I don't say that often because you probably listen to other podcasts and they all say it. So I try not to like harp it in, but every once in a while I pull out the old Catholic guilt I was raised with and just say, please, for the love of God, it helps us. It takes like 45 seconds. And if you don't use the podcast app, you can totally uninstall it right after. But while you're there, maybe throw a couple reviews at other podcasts that you really like, because it is the best way to help the podcasts you like. And you can follow us on Twitter. I'm going to leave all this in. You can follow us on Twitter @TabletopChamps. I'm @Fung.
I'm @SeanTheDM.
I'm @TheVoidMan. The O is a zero.
I'm @RP_GGamer.
I'm @Nat20Stuff.
And I'm @TheNat1Lady.
Till next time, toodles.
Bye.
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 Bye.